This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories.
A new chapter in the Mayor Adams saga is being written in just a matter of hours. A federal judge is holding a hearing on whether the mayor's corruption case should indeed be dropped. 1010 Wins reporter Juliette Papa is joining us now.
That's right, Linda. The mayor is back in court, a federal judge looking to hear the Department of Justice explain its rationale for dismissing criminal charges against Eric Adams. Now, the mayor's lawyers will also be on hand to explain that this was not a deal. Dismissal in exchange for cooperation with President Trump's deportation agenda. Now, federal prosecutors handling the case resigned in protest, and so have four deputy mayors. Critics say the mayor would be under the thumb of the president. Lawyers for Common Cause, that's a good government group, and former prosecutors have written letters to the judge requesting and suggesting an independent prosecutor, saying the law, the grand jury, and the public interest should not be lost in the process. Juliette Papa, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
A 15-year-old is now facing charges in a robbery in the Crotona Park East section of the Bronx. Back on January 21st, the teen was allegedly part of a group that robbed a 17-year-old boy at gunpoint, stealing his phone and punching him in the face. The 17-year-old was okay. The three other robbery suspects are still on the loose. If you know anything about this incident, you are asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The MTA is thanking an eagle-eyed train crew for stopping a teenager who was trying to get into a conductor's cab on a 2-train in the Bronx. That teenager, it turns out, is already accused of taking another subway on a joyride. Our reporter Marla Diamond has the latest and joins us.
And Linda, the arrest of this 15-year-old yesterday morning, alleged repeat offender, comes after a reported string of similar incidents in the Bronx and in Brooklyn over the long holiday weekend. MTA board member Andrew Albert said it will be a topic of discussion at next week's meeting.
There has to be consequences. You could kill somebody if you moved a train and you didn't know what you were doing and you smashed into a train and revenue service.
The MTA's chief security officer, Michael Kemper, said in a statement that they have improved security in transit and that the justice system needs to make sure these repeat criminals get the consequences and parental oversight they clearly require. Marla Diamond, 1010 Wins, live at 92.3 FM.
The news on the health front hasn't been good. Spikes in cases of the flu, norovirus, plus an outbreak of bird flu in live bird markets. The council's health committee is holding a hearing today on the city's plans to deal with infectious diseases. The chair, Lynn Schulzman, tells 1010 Wins.
A lot of this has to do with what's happening around the country. So in light of some of the issues that have occurred with the new federal government, the new administration, we want to make sure that we're particularly on top of things and to see what the city's plans are.
in particular in light of the Trump administration cuts to the CDC and NIH. Shulman saying the hearings being held to reassure New Yorkers that their medical needs will be met. The NYPD is asking for your help finding the suspect who sexually assaulted a woman on the Lower East Side. This happened Sunday night when the 21-year-old victim was walking near Jefferson Street and the attacker grabbed her from behind and threw her on the ground. He stole her purse and then ran. The young woman was not physically injured. Anyone with any information, of course, is asked to call Crime Stoppers. Immigrants who are worried about being deported will soon be able to get help from an information phone bank. It's the work of Cardinal Dolan and Catholic Charities. And its director, Monsignor Kevin Sullivan, tells 1010 Winds.
They have a lot of questions. We have the answers. Because in this time, with a lot of fear, a lot of uncertainty, people want accurate information.
Answers about changes to immigration policies. And the toll-free number for that is 888-958-5264. Airplane noise is making some Long Islanders miserable, and now two towns are filing a federal lawsuit.
It's the noise, the pollution, and just the disruption of life. Residents say they have had enough of the low-flying planes over their homes in the towns of North Hempstead and Hempstead. Town supervisors say they filed a lawsuit over the FAA's flight paths. Some residents say they cannot even spend time in their backyards in the summer because again and again and again they have to see and hear the planes. Although the FAA does not comment on litigation, they say they work to help reduce the number of people exposed to aviation noise in communities around airports. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. On Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.